Hello, Vol Nation. Coach Fulmer here. We have been working like heck, and we are ready. I'm confident we will be playing football in Neyland Stadium this fall. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay strong.
Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges and Houston Kress. Many imitators, no duplicators. Fan Run Radio.
As everybody has waited all offseason for this moment, to hear that it's game night, and it's time for Tennessee football. And when the pride of the Southland Band forms that famed tee, you are swimming in Southern college football pageantry.
The Vols are back. And before long, we'll be taking a bite out of everybody we play's ass. Thank you very much.
There was a time and place that this university was feared. My goal is to get us back.
Since 1974, I know what the University of Tennessee and the great fan base here is about. I know that. When people talk about Rocky Top, I know what they're talking about.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. Say, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance. We can go when we want to, night is young and so am I.
Welcome into the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios of Fan Run Radio.
Canceled. Canceled. Optimism Tuesday is canceled.
No.
Okay, then you can go ahead and try to find something to be optimistic about right now, because I'm telling you, it doesn't exist.
I will.
It doesn't exist.
I will.
I will be optimistic. Go ahead.
I will find optimism.
Okay.
In today's program.
Okay.
In today's edition of 3 and Out with Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, Baby
right.
Hudson,
okay.
Will Stevens.
Mm-hmm.
We go into Thanksgiving weekend.
Yep.
A time of celebration in football without having to worry one bit about the Tennessee Volunteers football situation.
Okay.
We can just table it for a week. This is
Big week for tables.
The procrastinator's dream right here. Just bump it back. We're just bumping it back.
Well, you didn't like the big week for tables?
Yeah.
Tell me I'm wrong. Will left.
When's Will not laugh?
He thought it was clever. It was good. I mean, it wasn't top shelf.
I laughed because it was a joke, I would say.
Yeah, exactly. Up top.
Pow. That joke was on discount, like some good Black Friday deals.
Maybe Davey's family is more of a TV tray deal, you know?
No.
What, eat the turkey while they...
What do you eat Thanksgiving on? Table?
Watch
counter, usually.
The counter? Okay.
Eat on the counter?
Yeah, the counter. I believe
Well, like,
you.
We got a lot of people. I mean, there's bar stools around.
Yeah. Oh, bar stools are out. Sorry,
out.
Buddy.
Okay.
Bar stools are out?
Yeah.
Can't say
that?
It.
They're not allowed. Knox County Health Department, no bar stools.
Mm. Mm. See, I'm not in Knox County.
Because they don't have
good.
Bats.
Yeah, we're in Loudoun County.
All right.
We're not run by a bunch of idiots.
LC. There you go.
Hey. Optimism Tuesday. They actually did not come down as hard on the restaurants yesterday.
Okay, there's some.
It's 50% capacity and 10 p.m. curfew.
Okay. Little meet in the middle.
They
there.
Had proposed 25% capacity. And shouts out to the owner of Aubrey's who said, guys, that will put us all out of business.
Yeah.
Shouts out to Glenn Jacobs who got him on the call, and they were like, okay, well, we don't want to kill all of our economy here. So apparently the rule beforehand was just as long as you could
have fooled me.
6 feet social distance within the restaurant, you could be at whatever capacity that would allow.
Fool as you want.
You know what this would settle? You know what would settle this?
What?
If we just had Kane, our mayor.
Uh-huh.
Former great wrestler, probably Hall of Famer. I'm not big into wrestling, so I don't know, but I just assume.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hall of Famer. I didn't want to get in trouble with the wrestling community. But
I think Donald Trump's in that Hall of Fame as well.
Might be.
Ooh, maybe time to disavow. But anyways, Hall of Fame wrestler, right? We get the 12 nerds who are deciding everything else, and we just have like the ultimate wrestling match where it's Kane versus 12 nerds, and if the 12 nerds are able to beat him up, we listen to him. But if Kane wins, Kane gets his way.
Royal Rumble.
And you pay-per-view the entire thing to raise money for the county.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. Exactly.
Nice addition, Dave. That's good.
I don't know. I think some of those doctors, I mean, they probably devise a pretty elaborate teamwork plan. This could be good.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just cough on you. Intimidation.
Mm. Mm. No, but they compromise. I was happy about that. Optimism.
Okay, we're burying the lead a lot here.
We are.
Tom Brady's not good at football.
No, I'm being optimistic because Davey put it off the air. Actually, I'll let him do that in a second. The Tennessee Vanderbilt game has been moved. Postponed.
Due to scheduling.
Of other games that needed to be moved.
Mm-hmm. That sounds good.
Yeah.
It's a good thing, people. It's a good thing.
Why is it a good thing, Davey?
It's a good thing because what is about to happen is Jeremy Pruitt is about to lose two straight games by 20-plus points, barring another setback from the schedule. But you got the University of Florida coming in here, going to wipe the floor with us. Probably 30 points.
No, well, come on.
If not more.
We can keep it respectable.
I think 26 is the closest Jeremy Pruitt has been with beating Florida, and from a talent ranking, that team was very similar to the Vols team that year. Then we get absolutely destroyed by the Gators, Texas A&M comes up here. They're going to be fighting for a chance to make the college football playoff as a team on the outside looking in that's not going to make the SEC championship. So they're going to have to put up some style points. They are just going to absolutely...
Are you drunk this morning?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not yet. They are just going to make us weep.
Oh.
Weep.
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 I didn't know where you were going to go.
The team, not the fans. Not the fans.
One and the same sometimes. But team will be weeping.
So we're looking at 7 straight double-digit losses. You want to talk about Jimbo Fisher, a national championship-winning head coach.
Mm-hmm.
Dan Mullen, a guy that has had double-digit wins every year he's been at Florida, and he has a guy who is going to be trying to win the Heisman.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just going to be points galore. And the defensive savant that they call Jeremy Pruitt is going to just be laying on his back, trying to catch his breath for the last time as he holds on to his head coaching position at the University of Tennessee. And then...
I don't think you make breath jokes.
Yeah,
catching your
probably,
breath. That was a little underhanded.
Mm-hmm. Mm, oh, well. And then, so after that happens, can you imagine the second half adjustments and how bad we are going to look? Can you just imagine that stat right now? It's 108-14 in the second half as far as Tennessee being outscored. I missed that one a little bit. I think I said like 115-114 yesterday. It's 108-14.
Mm-hmm.
That stat is correct. That is taking into account every game after we beat Missouri. So you're having to go back a ways. And then if they try to not make this game up, it is simply because Jeremy Pruitt is scared. He does not want to play the Vanderbilt Commodores. Huh?
Keep going, I guess.
And then...
Let him go.
And then Derek Mason puts the nail in the coffin. That is Jeremy Pruitt. Oh, yeah. Wait, I can't make that joke again. No, that's
goodness
COVID.
Gracious, dude. Yeah. What are you doing?
What?
You crossed the line.
Just send him back to Bama.
Derek Mason going to pull out the vest again?
Just
Tennessee coach killer vest.
Take a sledgehammer to the shelving.
The only trophy they have in their case is that vest where he fired.
Put it on, zip it up. Get out of here, Jeremy.
Hmm. There's only one problem with that.
Oh, wait. We play Vanderbilt in between. Oh, man. That's right. They moved.
It's Florida, Houston, then Vandy, then A&M.
I don't like that as much. I don't like that as much. My story sets up a lot better. That is room for a lot more optimism.
No. You got this all wrong. You don't want Vandy last.
You don't.
Because if you make it to Vandy and you haven't fired him yet and they play well and win, the sheep are going to come out. You want A&M last, trying to
style
push
point
for
their
style
way,
points
yeah.
for the playoff.
That was a good rant either way.
I don't know, man.
And Davey's done here.
I don't know, because if that's actually like kind of long form, man. I'm actually impressed. But no, like if we have A&M strolling in here, like I feel like, and this is just my perspective, but it's more likely that we lose. So it's more likely that we don't hang on to them, I guess is the proper term, because I don't want to talk about another man's job in a negative light.
Mm. But it's different with coaches, man. You can do whatever you want.
But like if we play Vandy and we lose or win, regardless, like if we lose, it looks extremely terrible. But if we win, it's not that big of a deal. But if we play A&M and we somehow sneak out a victory, that might be enough to hang on to next year. So I would rather play Vandy because win-lose, I think the result is kind of the same as we're not keeping them. Unless it's like a convincing W, but Vandy should be a convincing W. Am I wrong?
No.
You're not wrong. That's actually not a bad point. I could see the logic there.
Like, don't let it come down to Vandy, and then you win 17-14. It's like, oh, they turned it around.
Yeah,
so
that's kind of my point. His point is, if it comes down to Vandy and you win 17-14, you should just fire him anyway.
Right.
So
why not?
If you're asking the question, if it comes down to Vanderbilt, should you keep a coach? You already know what the answer should be.
Oh, I agree with that.
Yep.
A school that doesn't take football seriously. Your little brother, even though they are 5-3 in my adult life against the University of Tennessee, you look at this from a standpoint of, Phil, if you actually want to get us back, you got to do the right thing here. And then people, you know,
he gave
the sheep,
us COVID.
You know, the sheep are, yeah, he took basketball away from us. Good
yeah,
job, Phil.
Yeah.
You look at, man, like I know Florida, A&M, they're both top 10 teams. It doesn't matter. Tier 3, you should at least be within 20. You can't even do that. I went back because like the sheep were saying like it's an all SEC schedule. You can't expect us to win them all. I was like, well, I'm not expecting you to win them all. I'm expecting you to actually be within single digits to an SEC team. This will be. We've already lost 5 straight by double digits. We've talked about that yesterday. Right now, I went back. Butch Jones didn't even have anything remotely close to that bad. Like, he lost. Don't get me wrong. Like, he lost all the SEC games his final year. He was at least competitive. Florida came down to overtime. South Carolina came down to a final play.
Kentucky, final play.
Like,
Missouri wasn't that close, but.
No, but.
But that was right after he, well.
Didn't Missouri beat us 2 years in a row 50-17? Or was it just you lost to Vanderbilt and Missouri 50-17
no,
and Pruitt's
they
first year?
They scored 50.
First year.
50. I think they at least scored 50 the year before.
Okay.
I think it was honestly back-to-back years.
Yeah. And then Vanderbilt was the same score, I believe.
So the SEC is shuffled games around. I guess I'm looking at Texas A&M's schedule right now because, as one of you guys mentioned before the show, they have, I think they have one extra game. Like they have LSU. They're supposed to play LSU this Saturday, then at Auburn, then now they're slated for, this hasn't been updated. They're supposed to play Tennessee on December 12th.
Who?
A&M.
Okay.
But now that's the weekend Tennessee is supposed to play Vanderbilt, and Tennessee A&M is now bumped to December 19th. So I'm assuming they're going to play Ole Miss on December 12th.
So they're saying A&M's not going to be in the SEC championship game, so they'll play Tennessee that day.
Well, by bumping Tennessee to the SEC championship weekend, it actually allows them to play Ole Miss, who's another West opponent.
Right.
So my guess is if Alabama were to somehow miraculously start losing games, which I don't see any way that happens,
no.
They're at least playing all the West teams first.
Gotcha.
And they bumped Tennessee and East game to the championship game weekend. I mean, that would make sense.
Well, the worst news of yesterday, the Volunteer Classic is canceled.
Canceled.
Rick Barnes has COVID.
Did they officially say it was canceled or postponed? I
know because the headline says canceled.
I just know from a ticket standpoint that can... You got to be careful how you word that based off of...
I think
legal issues.
Came out as postponed. They put out the statement saying there was really no conclusion about it, and then after that it came out that it was canceled. Is basically the timeline I saw. Six, sounds like y'all said the same thing.
The ticket office issued a statement that said, given the unusual nature of this season, specifically the current unknowns related to the likelihood of postponed games getting rescheduled or canceled games getting replaced by previously unscheduled matchups, Tennessee Athletics will determine its basketball ticket refund policy at the conclusion of the regular season. We appreciate the flexibility and understanding of our ticket holders.
Wait, they're not refunding these tickets now?
End of the season. In case these games get made up.
See, that's why it's got to be a postponement.
I mean, all the headlines say canceled.
It's canceled. They might make it up with, like, a different game, but they're not playing, like, Charlotte VCU in that classic tournament thing.
Sad.
That's canceled.
They're not sure about the Jimmy V Classic yet, which is against number one Gonzaga. Supposed to be next week on Friday, December 4th.
Surely we can be ready to go by Friday, right?
I don't know, man. Just basically don't get your hopes up for any sports until the ball is tossed or the
kicked
football's put on the tee. Yeah.
Yeah, Tom Hart said yesterday that college basketball ain't happening. Did you catch that? SEC Network, Tom Hart, friend of the show, said it ain't happening.
I mean, not unless they at least change some of the contact tracing stuff. Because they're having one test, just cancel games. And as we've seen, I mean, there's when you test this many people, there's going to be some false positives too.
Sure.
So they're, you know.
Fun.
And you're kind of in a catch-22 because I do think if you weren't that concerned about it and it just burned through teams and then you were done with it, those teams would then, yeah, you might miss a game or two. But then those teams will probably be pretty good the rest of the way. But
right.
Because they're being very stringent on, well, one person got it, cancel the games, quarantine them all up, shut them all down, make sure we're back to no one having it. Then you go back to no one having it for a while, and then one more person gets it, and you do the whole repeat the whole cycle.
Well, I've heard that the Rona has actually already burned through the basketball team and that only, like, a couple players and a couple coaches haven't had it. Mm.
Didn't we chip
So maybe up? We're I don't think it matters. So maybe we're just as Davey, we're doing the Clemson plan. Just getting it out of the way before the season starts so that by the tournament season we are clear.
Yeah, but we were talking about this back in the summer. I mean, 90 days have passed, and if they've gone to that plan like I was telling you with my friend who had tested positive, but they're making him quarantine again because it had been 90 days.
Yeah.
Like, we could be having to repeat the entire thing at this point. Who knows?
Even Clemson's plan didn't work. They still had to bench Trevor Lawrence. Mm. Obviously, they had DJ.
Well, he hadn't had it yet, though.
But still.
He was one of the few that hadn't. But like it's different for a football team.
If you're passing the cup around, you got to pass the cup around.
No,
why would you pass the cup around to 80% of your population?
I agree. I'm just saying it's a lot easier for a basketball team. And that was the fear about basketball in general, because everybody's sweating on the ball, breathing on the ball, passing the ball.
And there's no, like, groups. It's not like the wide receiver room can get it and no one else would get it because that's who they're working with.
Yeah. It's which lends itself to going through a basketball program in its entirety faster. But this just feels – I could be wrong. This does not feel like Rick Barnes got this at practice. I mean, Fulmer has it. Then a couple days later, Barnes has it. This seems like a donor event or athletic department council gone wrong. Could be wrong. Because Donde Plowman is also isolating. I don't know if she's tested positive. She might be waiting on her test, but she's isolating also. Mm-hmm. So there might have been a meeting, gathering of some kind.
Wouldn't they have spread out?
You would think so.
I don't understand.
Maybe Rick Barnes was just tired of being cooped up in his house, decided to go out for the night, hit the bars.
I mean, like, right before the season. Like, you made it. You were this close. And
it's like running out of gas an hour before you get to your destination on a road trip.
We have a family member about to go through, like, a medical procedure, so she's, you know, quarantined to make sure she doesn't catch COVID right beforehand before she goes in to have a procedure done. And I'm like, why? Come on, Rick Barnes. It's right before the season. Can't you order in for?
Don't do that. We don't know how he caught it. Don't be like the
COVID
sheep
shaming here.
He could.
We're just thinking out loud.
It is fitting though. football season's in the absolute crapper.
Mm-hmm.
We've been pining for basketball, and we get to game week. Finally, we can talk about basketball and not have to stretch it. We can leave this stupid football season in the dust. All right, 3 days. We can do this. Brr, COVID.
Fulmer texts Rick Barnes like, hey, these fans are getting restless. You know what would be really funny? No basketball. Let's, come over.
Hey, they're being real mean to Pruitt. Let's take away what they love. You're grounded, Tennessee fans. Mm. 1 week, no good sports. Make it 2 weeks. I don't like your attitude.
Wow, they took it a step further. Like, no good sports and no bad sports.
Well, I was talking about basketball, but yes, they also canceled the bad sport this weekend, too.
They can't even say go to your room because that's too close to a stay-at-home order.
Mm. Mm. Steven on Twitter, back to our football schedule discussion.
Who cares?
Said if you can make it
who
to
cares?
The early signing, National Signing Day on December 18th, get those guys signed.
No.
And then get blasted by A&M the next day on the 19th. And then,
so you're saying do like the dirtiest trick? Yeah. Okay, yeah, we're toast, man. That early signing period just really punked us. Congrats to South Carolina. Mm. I hadn't even thought about pushing it back to the 19th. And oh my god! So now we have a game in the middle of the early signing period.
Yeah.
In a season in which we're going to maybe win three games.
It's right. Free reign on transfers this year.
Yeah.
Makes you feel better?
You get to keep your senior class, Houston.
We won't have to go shopping for a quarterback this summer. It's
you turn
easy.
That mic off and shut up. Meet me in the hallway.
You're listening to 3 and Out, WKGN. Fan Run Radio.
Glad with what you've done to me. I lay in bed all day long, feeling melancholy. You left me here all alone, tears running constantly. Oh, somebody kill me, please.
Welcome back into the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Pick you up a lot of alcohol for, at least we can buy that here. Pennsylvania, you can't even buy alcohol.
I still can't buy alcohol.
I think you have till the end of today. We're like 5 p.m.
Somebody then told me that it's not alcohol. It's like you can't buy alcohol at restaurants then, which I don't know. I can't keep track of the rules. It's a mess.
I'm sure the lines are crazy in Pennsylvania, though. To buy some booze now?
That's what I said. I was like, I feel like this makes no sense. Aren't you packing? What?
This is the subway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's have less subway cars run.
Let's have less days to spread people out while they go and buy booze. Let's just put them all in the stores at the same time. This is genius.
Like this morning, I was passing the ham shop. Mm. Jam-packed. Yeah. People are ready to get their hams.
Yeah.
Ham season.
It's upon us. Is he doing shot collar trivia today?
Sure.
Do we have questions?
Yeah, there are plenty.
We'll figure it out as we
go. Sure, they're hard.
You said you're the trivia expert.
I have said it multiple times on Overtime. I challenge anyone who works at the station to a trivia off.
Okay, you versus the caller.
Fine,
today.
Let's go, man. Mm-hmm. I have the best trivia brain. I'm not the smartest. I'm an idiot, but I have the best trivia brain.
Definitely don't have the best one when it comes to picking locks of the week.
Been a tough go.
What was the score of your lock of the week, Will?
Listen.
No. Answer the question.
I feel good about
the pick. 5-2 on locks of the week. I've just done back-to-back. I'm 0-2.
You were 5-0 before
losses.
That?
Oh, yeah. You just don't know.
Oh.
Sounds convenient. You ever
don't believe you.
You're not in the group chat I send my locks of the week in. Mm. You two at the beginning of the season were and just never checked them. But, yeah, 5-2 coming in, or 5-0 coming into the Bengals.
So what was the score?
45-0.
Mm-hmm.
Wait. Did I miss? I guess I missed this yesterday.
Oh boy!
Vanderbilt's playing Missouri
this week. Yeah, they still got a game.
So who's off? Tennessee and
Arkansas's off.
Okay. But everybody else in the SEC is playing. So it's not like a. I was thinking where you had, you know, we're going to have like four teams out, but we might have two. Tennessee just happens to be one of them. So you got Kentucky, Florida, Vanderbilt, Missouri, Auburn, Alabama, Mississippi State, Ole Miss, LSU, Texas A&M, Georgia, South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
See? It's going to be great. Full slate SEC action.
No.
But you don't have to worry about Tennessee.
Vanderbilt's a one-point favorite over Missouri.
Yeah.
What?
Seems odd.
Really?
I mean, I just pulled up ESPN Vandy's for the schedule, and whoever ESPN uses, I haven't gone to FanDuel and checked that out yet. But
Vandy's covered the past 2 weeks. 31-17 Florida, 38-35 against Kentucky.
Mm.
Ken Seals threw for 300 yards, I think.
He's getting better.
True freshman, getting some time.
Yeah, but Missouri still, I mean, it's 3-3. Like they won.
They only beat South Carolina. I mean, I know South Carolina beat the snot out of Vanderbilt 41-7, but they only beat South Carolina 17-14.
I mean, they'd beat us if we played them this week.
17-10, I think.
Like, I mean, we were fortunate when we played them.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm still convinced
Everybody would beat us this week.
I'm still convinced if they started Bazelak and didn't start Robinson, I believe his name was, like they would have beat us because they dug themselves in a hole for the first two drives and we got out ahead.
I'm on FanDuel right now. I'm trying to find out what the line is. Does it say what time's that game? Are they still having that at 7:30? Oh, noon.
Yeah, noon game.
See if they got it up yet.
0-7 Vanderbilt on the road, favored.
Liberty's a 37.5 point favorite over UMass.
Surprised it's not more.
I don't see it, Dave.
Are you sure?
They might not put it on the board yet since it, just got scheduled.
Florida's a 23.5 point favorite over Kentucky. Yeah, I don't see it on FanDuel yet.
I hate sports.
Kentucky set to go to 3-6 with a loss.
We don't have any SEC Friday games this week. You know, usually,
yeah,
they sad have one or two.
Or when's the Egg Bowl normally?
It's the last game of the year.
I'm talking about during the week, baby.
Saturday at 3.
Normally.
First of all, it's at 4:00 Eastern time this Saturday.
My phone's on Central.
It's
so.
Not normally on Saturday at all, is it?
I thought it was always on Saturday.
Friday?
Am I crazy?
Normally, Friday, you get LSU Arkansas.
Oh, shoot, it's Thanksgiving week. That's what y'all are talking about.
Oh, my God.
We can't go to a break just yet, so we just have to live with him ruining yet another segment.
Yes, to answer your question, Nate, it's not played on Saturday. It's normally played on Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah, sorry. I completely forgot Thanksgiving was this week. Don't get mad at me. Don't fire me. Makes you feel better. I probably was going to come in on Thursday.
That actually would have been funny.
Where is everyone?
Welcome to the Will Show.
Can I do that, actually?
No.
In fact, there's definitely no reason for us to do shows Friday. Now we always get stuck in that when we have good teams of, should we do shows Friday? Got a big game on Saturday, but it's Thanksgiving weekend. A lot of people are off.
Well, there was supposed to be a basketball game Friday too.
Yeah. Now
I'm thinking about taking off tomorrow.
Yeah?
What's the point? Sports are canceled. It's over.
There's tons of sports. It's just not Tennessee
not mine.
Sports.
Just draw today and not have to worry about coming in.
Yeah. Just get it over with. Start the weekend early.
If you let me out of the gallon challenge, I'll give you tomorrow off.
What are we thinking, boys? we'll see. I don't know. Some stuff can happen today. Maybe good news. Barnes.
We may just give the whole station off. Just
Wednesday's come back
canceled.
When sports happen again.
So hold on. Can I come in tomorrow and do a Will Show?
No.
We're all in this
your own show
together. Hey, we just use COVID as an excuse. This will give us a nice break Wednesday to the next Monday. In case anybody's got it, they'll just get better. We'll have a nice, we won't be passing it around or anything.
Yeah, COVID.
That's what the school system did. They made where my kids go to school, they just went virtual these 2 days so they'd have a whole week off.
Mm.
Which just means the kids will run around and play in the neighborhood.
Tennessee students aren't coming back after Thanksgiving, right?
Correct.
So they're done after this week.
That actually is a good sports title. That might give basketball season more hope. If there's no regular students on campus, and let's say some of the basketball teams already had it, there's not, you know,
well, the giant,
they can stay more insulated.
The giant increase we had, especially with colleges, like when we saw the week after Halloween or the 2 weeks mm-hmm. after Halloween is when the most cancellations happen on college campus because of all the parties. So if we had college students traveling home, going and doing the, like, I mean, I'm not in college. I haven't traveled home for Thanksgiving yet, but I've heard the cliche of, like, when you travel home, you go hang out with the people who you're friends with
yep,
at home.
Yep.
And so you're still going to go home and party and then come back to campus and spread the same thing.
Mm-hmm. No, so that
it makes sense, yeah.
I mean, I don't think they did that specifically for sports, but it really may end up saving college basketball.
When it feels like there's some, I mean, this uptick in COVID cases, it seems like there's seasonality here, just like there is with flu, where mm-hmm. it's gotten colder, the, you know. Obviously, COVID seems to be kind of back in a big way.
Everything moves inside.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was a big thing with the restaurant deal in Knox County. The restaurant owners were saying, look, we're, you know, it's one thing to be at limited capacity inside when we can still seat, use all of our outdoor seating. But once everybody has to move indoors, like we can't. You can't go to 25% or we'll just have to close.
And there's only so much money that can go to heaters. Not cigarettes.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. Yeah.
If your loved one's been injured in an accident, go to the G3HelpMe.com. It's the proud sponsors of our G3 Help Me hotlines here at Fan Run Radio. And if you want to weigh in, 865-546-8200, that's our number. But if you need to contact the law offices of G. Turner Howard III, just head on over to G3HelpMe.com. You can set up a free consultation right there. With over 20 years of experience in East Tennessee, it is G3HelpMe.com to make a free appointment and find out if they can help you get you or your loved ones the money you deserve. G3HelpMe.com. Let's go to the phone lines. G3 Help Me Hotline up first today. We've got Matt on the horn. What's up, Matt?
Man, fellas, we can't even lose and fire a coach.
Do what?
Tell me, I don't believe in curses. I really don't. But my God, guys, we can't even lose to Vanderbilt and fire our coach. We can't even do that. I don't know, dude. There's something to that, dude.
Like the one thing that maybe could have happened this weekend now cannot happen.
Yeah, just the one thing that's actually a bad thing. But, you know, the curse gods out there, whoever's overseeing this thing is like, nah. We're not even going to let you fire this guy. We're not even going to let you lose to Vanderbilt. We're going to make you suffer. I think it's worse to not play than it is to lose to Vanderbilt.
Agree. Because you're just pushing you're pushing closer and closer to that early signing period. Not to like, if we win three games, do we even accept a bowl bid? Like, I know all year I've been saying, yeah, no matter what the record is, you got to take a bowl. Like really?
Oh, they'll accept it. Oh, I think the difference, though, in Pruitt and Butch is Pruitt won't, you know, give the team a trophy for winning the bowl game.
Okay.
At least I hope not.
I don't know, man. He's all of a sudden gotten real positive in his comments about that winning streak they had last year.
Huh?
God.
What about the losing streak this year? Yeah, nice. You won 7 or 8 straight. You've now lost 5 in a row.
They'll do the bowl game just for revenue purposes.
Whatever, man. I won't be watching it. That's a fact, Jack. Hey, why don't you guys cover some esports tomorrow, guys? I mean, come on. I play some Call of Duty Warzone every now and then.
Okay. What's your gamer tag?
Oh, we should
send that on public air. I might have said a few things on there that might get me in trouble.
All right, fair enough.
We need to get Billy to bring back the Fan Run Basketball League.
I tried to get a Twitch going. I'd just like to say that no one joined in but me and Tucker, but I'm all for esports.
Wait, so let me ask you something, Will. You guys, your generation, what is it with you guys? Like, you know, I play to play, and I'll just get on there, and I can play 30 minutes, and I'm done. There's guys that make they'll have full Twitch handles playing full games all day long, and they've only got, like, 4 viewers.
Man, sometimes it's just about the grind. Like that's like going up. That's like going to a D3 school, going into the locker room. It's like, why are y'all still practicing? There is no hope that you're ever going to go pro. It's for the love of the game. It's for the love of just going out there and shooting
people in the head.
Competing
with your brothers. Yep.
Yeah. I like it. Hey, you guys should. I mean, do you guys all play games? Any of you guys not play games?
Nate, are you a big gamer? No,
I do
not
play
gamer.
Games anymore.
Davey's not much of a gamer either.
I mean, I used to. I used to play. I used to play tons like through college.
What,
and
like Dungeons and Dragons?
No,
and, like,
come on.
Hey, don't hate on D&D. D&D is fine.
Dude, hey,
I still have an NCAA 12 league where I just play with Mike Leach with Tennessee, and that's a lot of fun.
I would roll some D&D right now if somebody threw a game out. I don't care. I'm 40-plus. I played. That is the funnest crap, guys, I'm telling you right now.
Bro, that's where my improv thrives. Like that's where I learned to be good. It was like
– yeah. I grew up playing D&D. I grew up in the D&D culture and the Ultra Zone culture. You know, I went through my phase wearing black and black boots and playing Final Fantasy VII. I know what it's like. I know what it's like.
I've been there. Matt just spilling his guts on the show. Yeah, Nate does not know. I don't know what that's like.
Oh, man.
Matt, you didn't have that.
I didn't know he was.
Hit
and run. I didn't.
Also, shout out Billy for the fan run Twitch as well. I forgot he hopped on there a couple of times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I just played all sports. I just played all sports games. NCAA, Madden.
I'm also convinced I'd beat anybody in trivia and sports video games here.
I played a lot of Modern Warfare 2 whenever I had the COVID.
Is that your lock of the week there, Will? You could take down trivia and – okay.
Played a lot of James Bond, you know.
GoldenEye.
Yeah.
GoldenEye was fire.
That was the first one. That was the first like first person shooter game that really took off. Console wise. Changed the game, man.
Freshman year of college. So I mean it was nice because it was always unlike now where you can just hop online, you actually had to, you know, sit in the same room with
four friends in the same room.
But I'm not gonna lie. The dorm, it was perfect. Like the dorm was built for GoldenEye.
Yep.
I don't play violent video games. I don't like the violence behind. No, I'm just terrible at them.
Just said shoot people in the head.
Yeah, it was a joke. I said shoot people in the head on purpose. I don't like shooting people in the head. Big sports guy. I can barely play Madden. Like,
I thought you just said you could beat anybody in any game.
Yeah. No, sports video games. I specified.
But then you said Madden.
That is a sports game.
Football.
I know. I thought you were saying he wasn't good at it.
No, I was saying Madden's a little too much for me because it's kind of violent.
I don't even think we should ask him questions.
It was an NFL joke.
Just put the collar on and shock him.
You get 20 shocks throughout the show. We will pass them out as needed.
Love those sports.
Disperse them. That's the word I was looking for. But for some reason, reimburse was the only thing in my head, which it kind of is because you've missed punishments. We're reimbursing your punishments throughout the show. I don't know. Final segment, hour one. We'll do that next.
Commiserate.
Final segment, hour number one of the program. You know, we don't have a Tennessee game this weekend, but that doesn't mean that Thanksgiving and football isn't one of my favorite times of year. And you can play along with all the games we do have on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Check this out, guys. If you've never bet on FanDuel before, now's the perfect time to give it a shot because they're giving new users a 25-1 odds boost on any NFL game Thanksgiving Day. That means you can bet $5 and win $125 right out of the gate. You got Texans, Lions, Washington, football team versus Cowboys, Steelers, Ravens. Man, Steelers, Ravens. I missed that one. That's going to be incredible.
I don't know if it's going to happen.
Well, anyway, there's going to be a lot of stuff to bet on over Thanksgiving weekend. You can do it all with the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Just download it. Sign up with our promo code 3OUT so they know we sent you. It's the FanDuel Sportsbook app, promo code 3OUT. I know, Davey, last night you missed a single game parlay by, what, 2 yards, 3 yards?
2 yards is a seven-leg parlay. I had six hit. I needed Mike Evans to get over 51.5 yards. He had 49 on the night. Tom Brady, not a good quarterback, just looked awful throwing interceptions. I mean, for what they got with him, they should have just kept Jameis. That's bad.
Well, it makes it all better with the FanDuel Sportsbook app. You can play along, and they even have the parlay insurance you can opt in for, where if you miss a leg like Davey did by only one game, you can get your original bet money back. It's all made possible with the FanDuel Sportsbook app. We've had a blast playing along, and it's going to be a fun long weekend of Thanksgiving Day games. Then you got college football Friday, Saturday, more NFL, of course, on Sunday. So check it out. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Use our promo code 3OUT. That's 3OUT. And play along with us this Thanksgiving weekend. Must be 21 or older. Present in Tennessee. New users only. Must wager on designated boost market. Deposit required. Max bonus $125. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
When it comes to gambling on the Baltimore Ravens, just know that Mark Ingram and J.K. Dobbins are both on the COVID-19 list. They tested positive. So Gus Edwards will be starting at running back. Not a whole lot of guys, I guess, for them to rotate through. And they're playing the Steelers, who are undefeated.
It doesn't make me the most nervous about that game just because they've been rolling through everyone at the running back position all year. Like, Gus Edwards has gotten a lot of carries.
Yeah, I mean, he had a great game. I think he like, last time they played the Steelers, I think Edwards had, like, 130 yards.
I the only reason I know that is because Ingram was on my fantasy team, and he put up 2 points, like, every single week because they were getting the ball dispersed evenly.
Actually, I think that was last year for Edwards. He rushed for 130 in Week 17 against the Steelers.
Yeah, there. It's weird because there's no Tennessee sports, but then there's still lots and lots of games. So I don't know. That's a slight optimism Tuesday save. I do want to get into, and maybe we'll do this to kick off hour two, what Jeremy Pruitt said at his press conference yesterday, because you can say whatever you want in press conferences if you're winning a lot. You can say whatever you want in press conferences if you're losing every, you know, a bunch of games and we just know that you're going to get fired. If you're in that tweener stage, and in a weird way, Jeremy Pruitt, because the fall from grace has happened so fast, I feel like we are still in that tweener phase. It matters, at least to me, and you fans out there, you guys can decide how much it or how little it matters to you. But it matters to me what he says about the games that Tennessee loses, because it lets me know what he thinks about stuff that's happening with the football program. And so I want to get into that. We'll do that at 8 o'clock. Let's go back to the G3 Help Me hotlines right now, though, and get TK next. What's up, TK? You're on 3 and Out.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Morning, bub.
I figured I'd hit y'all with two stats real quick to add to Optimism Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So first one, y'all probably already know that the last five games, in the second half, we've been outscored now 105-14. But the real icing on the cake is, in those five games, our opponent's defense has scored 21 points compared to our 14 from our offense.
So we've given the opponent 21 points, and we've scored 14. In 10 quarters of football.
I haven't done the math, but I'm fairly certain JD leads the nation in pick sixes.
Well, that's nice.
He does.
Yeah.
He does.
Thanks for the optimism, TK.
No problem.
We're an explosive offense for the other team.
Mm-hmm. Appreciate it. Anything else?
I love sports.
No, that's it. Y'all have a good morning.
You too, TK.
You too, man. Take care.
A lot of hits and runs today.
I don't blame him. I mean,
that's kind of where the football program is. We've been hit, and now they're running. We're slowly just the deer that's dying on the side of the road.
Love sports. Big sports guy. Just a huge fan of the sports.
Well, I went and watched the pick six in detail yesterday, uh-huh, in Houston, just for my own torture and knowledge. Because Jeremy Pruitt, the big question Monday by lots of fans was, why in the world would Jim Chaney call that play in that situation?
Mm-hmm.
As we mentioned yesterday's show, it was 2nd and 7 from the 12, I believe. And it was like, we're running it right down their throat. I mean, a lot of coaches, 2nd and long is a rundown, although there's new data about the NFL that says that's the wrong philosophy. But anyway, I digress. 2nd and 7, why are you trying to throw the ball to the back of the end zone from the 12-yard line? Like, it just, that just does not make any sense at all. Well, Jeremy Pruitt, in his presser yesterday, talked about the play, and now we know that it was a run-pass option.
Mm-hmm.
That it was a play where JG, it was blocked to hand the ball off to Eric Gray, and JG's the one that decided, nope, the look that we have here is better to try and wait on Palmer to beat man coverage at the bottom of the formation. And as he did that, I don't understand. JG takes the ball, fakes the handoff to Eric Gray, and then looks at Palmer like he's going to run a really quick slant. Like he's going to run something very that develops almost immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And I can actually see why, if the route's wrong by Palmer, I can see why JG thinks that's the correct read, because the linebackers are up close to the line of scrimmage and there is a big void. If they run the quick slant there, like the route that just roasts our defense over and over and over,
mm-hmm.
like there's space to do that. I don't know if Palmer kind of gets just manhandled off the line on the bump and ends up running it like essentially like a post route to the back of the end zone. And by the time he even makes his break, it's given smoke. What's his face?
Monday.
Giving him all week to get across from the right hash to the bottom of the screen to pick that ball off. JG takes a snap and just sets his feet in the mud like he's ready to throw it now, and just watches. And there were two, I don't know who said it was a one receiver route. I think that was one of the insiders on one of the other sites. But like there were three receivers in the route. But JG, like it's an RPO, I guess, just to read that receiver.
Oh, I know what it was. JG only ever looks at one receiver,
right.
So it's technically a one receiver route.
That actually adds up.
So, like, I don't know. What,
I can't fault any logic there.
I don't know what the deal is. I mean, there was no way that ball was going to be complete, even if Smoke Monday doesn't come all the way across the field to pick it off.
No.
It was such a late throw. It made no sense. I don't know why. I mean, I don't know. Maybe Jim Chaney called the play and just knew, like, just expected JG to hand the ball off to Eric Gray again and put us in, like, third and two where we have a chance to be more successful. But at any rate, it was an RPO. Jeremy Pruitt said that and lots of other things. We'll kick off hour two, tell you about it next.
Mm.